This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The WNBA is back in Detroit. John, I think there's a conversation here about interest level.
Yeah. I mean, so the news broke yesterday afternoon or yesterday morning.
Like right after we got off the air.
That, you know, the Detroit area, led by the Pistons owner, Tom Gores, they won the bid for an expansion team in the WNBA.
2029.
Yes, and there's, what, three teams? Heather, you had this in your news.
Yeah, I did.
Cleveland and Philly.
Cleveland and Philly, and it's all over the next, all the way up until 2030.
Cleveland's in 2028, Philly's 2030. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have, I think, a dedicated arena for it, too, I thought I read.
Yeah, there could be a new arena. So the fees that they're paying for the franchise rights, part of it is for a new facility that will go to a new facility that's going to be built down on the riverfront.
But I think that's just a training facility.
They're playing at the LCA.
But in Philly, they're building a specific...
Oh, gotcha.
Yes. But in Detroit, they will play at LCA.
Yes, a new training facility, but they'll play their games at the LCA. And so I think the number one question is, does this move the needle for Detroit sports fans? WNBA is growing. They are not... I don't think that they've ever been in the black.
It's profitable.
Profitable. And so just curious, does this move the needle for Detroit sports fans? Because when the Detroit Shock was here, they were three-time WNBA champs, and then the franchise was ripped away-ish.
Are we going to support this team?
Yeah.
The WNBA is in a different place today than it was then. The buzz around the game, I mean, a lot of it's Caitlin Clark. She sells out arenas everywhere she goes. But along the way, does that open up an eyeball or two to something else? Like, Tom, you've talked about this, that this is registering in your household.
Yeah, my daughter, out of the blue, like 2 months ago, said to me, started talking about Paige Beckers. I'm like, what?
Yeah, where'd this come from?
Like, I know her, and I know she's good, and man, she was super good and got hurt in college and all that. I know her story.
She's having a hell of a rookie season.
Yeah, she is. And so then, Caitlin Clark, I think, started this. So I think what happened is she's been around friends that are talking about this, and she's also just showed more interest in sports in the last year and a half or so. But yeah, it's like, I am not a WNBA person at all, but she wanted to sit down and start watching some games here since the season started. And I enjoy watching the games with her. Now, the quality of play for women's basketball is chaos sometimes because they don't play above the rim. And it takes a little getting used to, but it's not that bad. It's actually, and the fact that I can do it with her makes it super cool.
Well, I wonder if that's going to be the draw for a lot of people. They're like, hey, my daughter wants to get into sports, and this is a cool way. She's expressing interest. The games aren't going to cost an arm and a leg to go to.
Well, I was asked. We went to Cleveland last year for the Tigers playoff game.
Yeah.
Anna asked me like a month ago, can we go to the first Wings Fever game? I'm like, well, is it in Indianapolis? It might be within reason. I saw the ticket prices, and they're like $500. The problem is in Dallas. And I had to tell her, explain to her why we can't go to Dallas to watch that game.
Well, on a whim.
Why, Dad, we went to Cleveland to watch the Tigers.
Yeah, we went to Florida, too, in March. There's the money tree. Maybe Stevie can give me some, and I can use it. Yeah, is he going to use it today? I mean, all right.
If he does it, then yeah, sure, you can put it towards your trip to see the Fever play.
So
you said $500 to go to an Indiana Fever game?
No, so the game in Dallas.
Oh, specifically.
The Wings versus the Fever in Dallas. Because we would have to fly in. Well, we could drive. And no.
But then it's like a multi-day. it's a whole different deal at
now,
that point.
Now, they play on Friday the 13th, or no, Sunday the 13th coming up in Indy. And I might look into that.
Okay.
And we'll see.
If they were in our backyard, I mean, Caitlin Clark would sell it out because that's what she does. But would you go if the Indiana Fever aren't in town, I think is the real litmus test for whether it works here or not.
Well, Beckers is going to be a thing, too. I mean, she's actually better than Clark, I personally believe.
Yeah, but she doesn't have the cachet. Like, I mean, the appeal to Clark is it's like the Steph Curry thing, right? She could hit threes from anywhere, and it's just a wow factor.
I got to be honest with you. It doesn't move the needle for me. And if I'm in the morning watching Sports Center, got my baseball highlights, talk a little football, talk hockey talk right now. As soon as the WNBA highlights come on, that's my motivation to get out the door.
But if I
and it's just, and I had a daughter that played high school basketball, talked about Ruby, you know, and how she was into basketball all the time. It's not in my house anymore. I mean, Ruby's still in my house, but basketball, women's basketball is not in my house anymore. And this just, it doesn't.
Okay, so scenario one, I come to John Jansen and I say, hey, you want to go catch the game tonight down in Detroit? You'd be like, what game?
Yeah, exactly.
If I said to you, hey, how about one of your daughters and my daughter, me and you go, it's on me. And I think
it's on you.
And I think you'd be like LFG because of your daughter.
Would sure, you? It would be. Yeah. Do I have to go with you? No, sorry.
Teddy can come.
Yeah, if it's something to do with one of my daughters and they're into it, sure, I would be all in for going down there. But it's not. I mean, if the Ellie's into softball, if the pro softball league came to town, I would go. But the women's basketball, women's pro basketball just doesn't do it for me anymore.
And I'm not going to call you like a misogynist because you don't like it. Like, it's okay if you don't like it.
Yeah.
The interest level is not there historically with the league. A ticket texter points out when Caitlin Clark got hurt, ratings dropped 55%. Like, is it even sustainable outside of Caitlin Clark? We're going to decide that as sports fans in this city.
Yeah. I don't make my judgments on whether I'm going of whether the league is profitable or not. I don't care. It's about entertainment for me. Yeah. And if I'm not going to be entertained, why would I drive all the way down there for something I don't even want to watch on TV?
Yeah. Below the rim is a tougher sell. Just the style of play.
Yeah.
No, there's just a lot of times where the ball's just kind of going all over the place.
Bounce around ankles and stuff. You know? And yeah.
Heather, what about you?
I have no interest. But I don't have much interest in going to a Pistons game either. So you're asking, you know, for me,
well, that's like,
I'm just not that interested.
That's why I said to Kelsey, I go, any interest? She goes, no, but I don't, same, almost verbatim of what you said, but I'm not a basketball fan.
Right. I mean, I would go. I think it'd be fun if Emily was into it or something to go do. I would definitely go. I wouldn't turn down the opportunity. I like going to live events. I like doing things with the family, but it's not something I or my husband, Colin's not, would not be into the WNBA either.
Here's the other thing. I would need to see if everybody else is into it. Not that I'm going to go because everybody else is going, but if I want to go down and be a part of a good atmosphere, it can't be half empty.
Will they be the Shock? That's the other thing.
Yeah, what's the name of it going to be? Because they've said, you know, they're going to have the records of the Shock. They'll inherit those when the franchise is operational in 2029, but they haven't committed to
a name.
Being the Detroit Shock like they were when they were originally here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Do you want them to be the Shock?
If they inherit the records, they should be the Shock.
That
kind of changes everything for me.
Yeah. There's already an association of success and winning. I mean, how many sports teams would die to have a history of winning to be able to fall back on? The Shock is probably the right answer, but they said they are not. They are open to other ideas.
Yeah, yeah. So a couple of questions. As a fan base, is this something that you're excited? Does it move the needle for you? And even if it doesn't, what should the name of this team be? Should it just be the Detroit Shock? Because that's what who was here before. I mean, do they bring Lambeer and Mahorn back as coaches?
Come on, God.
I mean, I don't know.
So do you think it should be a play on cars, like car parts or whatever, like the Pistons and the Shock were, or going a completely new direction? Like, you could do the EVs.
Oh my gosh. The batteries.
Yes.
You know what I think could work?
The like Chargers.
There you go.
There you go. It could be the Chargers, the Detroit Chargers.
A lot of these WNBA teams, you know, there's the Fever or Sparks. What about we play off the spirit of Detroit? The spirit.
What is the spirit? Grit.
Right. The spirit. The Detroit spirit.
Isn't there a hockey team?
Oh, you want just
spirit?
That's the name? The Detroit spirit?
Yeah.
I thought you meant to play off of the spirit.
No.
Like, oh.
Detroit spirit.
I don't like that.
No? Yes, you don't like it either?
She completely dismisses your suggestion. No, no.
Guys, call it and Heather will just jump on any idea you have. Just call it. She'll give you the thumbs down and dunk you in a pot. Yeah, come on.
How about the Detroit Spirit? Oh, it was so bad. I thought you were suggesting something else.
It couldn't have been that.
I thought you meant what is the Detroit Spirit? Like,
like we have the statue.
We're gritty. We're
Detroit.
Yes. I think we should suggest this one because I know Carson Anderson did the bit where, hey, we need to describe the Tigers as something other than a gritty team because we talk about all our teams.
Right.
Maybe it's the Detroit Grit.
No.
We actually named the team the Detroit Grit.
We use that term for every team.
Uh-huh.
We do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about the Detroit Clutch?
Sports and
play.
Cars.
Like the These two. Hey, what are your ideas? These two.
Yeah, sort
like
out.
The purse. Like the purse.
Yeah.
We have a really good environment for you to call and suggest ideas. 248-539-9797. We got some calls. We also want to know, does this register? Like, do you have any interest in the WNBA? Historically, the product is not something sports fans have gravitated towards, but is that changing? It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.